Very, very beautiful question asked. The sonship of God Almighty, I'll take it in the New Testament and the Old Testament. In the Hebrew language, if even in my language right now, if we said, we still use it in my country, say this is the Son of God, it means he's a righteous person. He goes to the mosque, he goes to the temple, he's good, he doesn't gamble, he's a son of, if I say he's a son of devil, it doesn't mean devil begat him. He's only wicked. He do acts of wickedness. So this is an adjective describing him. But if we have to take it literally that Jesus Christ is the preeminent Son of God, then we have to also find a way to reconcile these verses that I'm about to give you. In book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 22, Exodus chapter 4, 22, God Almighty said, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 9, it says, Israel is my son, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Now we have Israel's firstborn, we have here Ephraim's firstborn. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, he used the word begotten. Again, in the book of Psalms, chapter 7, verse 2, it says, David is the begotten son of God. Son of God. David is the begotten son of God. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, it says, as many as those who have believed were given the power to become the sons of God. So son of God in the Hebrew language means a righteous person. Not physical son of God. Not physical. Because God does not beget. Begetting only belongs to the lowest animal function of sex. Are we prepared to give such a quality, the lowest quality to God Almighty, that he beget a son? In the book of Genesis, in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he said, this is the genealogy of Jesus, a son of David. And David begot, and Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot, how did they beget? It's your imagination. How did they beget their children? So we are not prepared in the Islamic to give such a, you know, misconception and anthropomorphic concept of God Almighty to Jesus at all. He was only created special in the miracle of God. God created in different ways. Yes, this is true. Actually, this is a question that rises up most of the time when I go lecturing. It comes up a lot. People want to know. Even some of the Muslims, like you said, they don't know exactly what happened. They are in darkness as to did Jesus actually die for the sin of mankind. So the counter question that I used to ask is this. Where did Jesus, with all humility, I said, where did Jesus said, I'm going to die for your sin? It was said about him, but he himself, as he walked on earth, there is not a single unequivocal, straightforward statement, unambiguous statement from his lips that I'm going to die for your sin. It is not there. It was said about him after he left the earth. So simple. If we follow the red letter Bible, we take what Jesus said. It will be very close to what Islam actually believes in, the red letter Bible. But there is not a single verse in the Bible where it says Jesus said, himself said, I will die for you. Because if my salvation depends on that, I don't want to go to hell. Neither do I expect you to go to hell. So if he actually is coming here to die for me, he have to make a clear-cut statement. Look, I'm here to die for your sin. But he said in John chapter 17, verse 3, he said, this is life eternal. The only one true God and Jesus Christ whom thou have sent. In Arabic, we will say, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Isa Rasulullah. But you follow the scripture, he says. He didn't say he'll die. He himself didn't say that.
Okay. Are there any more questions? Okay, go ahead, please. This is the last question because it's 1 minute before 1 o'clock now. Thank you.
You mentioned the relationship between the Hebrew language and the Arabic and the middle of the Moshavah. In Hebrew, the specific letters, the Yod, Shin, Vav, Hey, has meanings for each letter. Is that also true in the Arabic?
Most definitely. You see, the Hebrew and the Arabic, these are revelation languages. These are the language of the sons of Abraham, Ishmael and Isaac. God had blessed them both. The language of revelation, the moment you translate the language of revelation to any other language, it loses the mystical meaning and it gives you so many different things. This is it. The language is so intense. In Arabic, there is a course that a person can take, the lexical meaning of the Arabic language, maybe 3 or 4 years. Just to master the language itself. So it's a very comprehended and complex language, both Hebrew and Arabic. These are the language of revelation. So it applies also to Islam too.
Thank you again for coming. It's wonderful and I really appreciate
أنا بعثك روحي يا ربي فلقاؤك في